And this is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It's a world of news in a tiny little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. I heard CBS News. They mentioned that Joe Biden laid a wreath. I don't even know if they said the words Veterans Day in CBS News, but they spent almost a minute talking about that it's Singles Day in China. You know, I don't like it. Reverse it. How about we spend a little more time, CBS, talking about Veterans Day and maybe ignore the fact that it's Singles Day in China. Just a thought. I'm not telling you guys how to do your newscast. Just a thought. All right, welcome to our Fast 15. So much news to get to here. Nicole, I told you I'd put my Christmas... I didn't put them up. Somebody asked me if I actually get up on the roof and put up the Christmas lights. And I've mentioned this before. The best money I spend every year is the young man I've hired to put up my Christmas lights the last 4 or 5 years. Because it's the most frustrating. And I'm in a race with a couple of my neighbors who also like to put them up early. So I had them put them up yesterday so I could win the neighborhood race. I couldn't be happier about it.
Well done.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that. I didn't know you had them up already. I'm jealous.
Yeah, well, I mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but you were already, you were loading some audio at the time. But yeah, so now I have to decide when to turn them on. I'm tempted to just turn them on tonight.
Do it. I've seen lots of lights on already.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay. And have I ever cared what other people think about what I do?
Yes,
never.
It's holiday season.
It is.
Fine.
We all need a little Christmas.
Yeah, and it can be celebrating Thanksgiving month as well.
Yeah, and so yeah, I'm flipping them on tonight. You've convinced me. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm telling you, there were few days on my calendar more frustrating than the day I would put up the Christmas lights because I was horrible at it. And they would never look like they were in a nice straight line. They'd sag. And then for a few years, we got caught in one of the great nightmares in Christmas decoration history. And that was the icicle light fad of many years ago. And they were awful, those icicle lights.
They never look right.
Oh, it's hideous. And then every year, I'd buy the commercial grade. And then I'd plug them in a year later, and half of every strand would be out, and you know, you have to fumble with a little. Forget it! I'm not doing it anymore. I've hired a guy. He does it all. It's the best. I'm telling you, best money you'll ever spend. Hire the guy.
Unless you're good at it.
Which I'm not. Yeah, I've got friends who are fantastic at it, and they enjoy it. I hated it. So there you have it. All right, that's the big excitement in my life.
That is
exciting. How about this? So the reason for vaccine mandates is so that people don't transmit COVID-19 to others, right? That's the whole reason for the vaccine mandates that Jay Inslee, Joe Biden, they've all imposed at Dow Constein.
And the hospital overload thing.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. We have fired cops and nurses and firefighters because of the vaccine mandate. And the reason, again, is they wanted everyone to get the vaccine so you wouldn't transmit it to others. Jay Inslee kept saying, do it as an act of love for other people. And if you dared say anything against that, what was considered conventional wisdom, and by the way, it wasn't wise and it wasn't conventional. It's just that everybody jumped on the same old bandwagon. I did not. But I'm telling you, if you said on Twitter or on Facebook that the vaccines don't stop transmission, you could get canceled. You could be deplatformed for that. Because those tech giants, they won't allow people to say certain things, even if those things ultimately turn out to be true. We have for you Bill Gates, who, of course, is one of the big vaccine one of the people who's been pushing it more than anybody else. And Bill Gates now admits himself that the vaccine does not block transmissions. No, he does say, and I've said this for a long time, it seems to make the COVID-19 less, if you're vaccinated, you have less of a chance of being hospitalized and dying. But that's your personal choice. That's why I chose to get vaccinated. But they've been telling us the mandate is so you don't infect other people. Well, now Bill Gates is admitting that the vaccine does not stop transmitting the virus. This is big, huge breaking news. Every mandate should be lifted immediately. Because Bill Gates is now saying publicly what could have gotten you canceled if you said it on social media 2 weeks ago.
Economic damage, the deaths, it's been completely horrific. And I would expect that will lead the R&D budgets to be focused on things we didn't have today. You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that help you with your health, but they only slightly reduce the transmissions. We need a new way of doing the vaccine.
So that's exactly what I've been saying. I got vaccinated because it helped protect me. But Jay Inslee says everybody must get vaccinated so you can protect those you love. You can protect great-grandma. And the kids have to wear a mask and get vaccinated at school. So if everything that we've been told is wrong about the vaccine stopping transmissions, can somebody please tell me, since kids, for the most part, almost 100%, do not get sick from COVID, even if they contract it, why are we injecting five-year-olds? Why are we making it a condition of being able to go to school in California and likely coming here to Washington? Why, when the common knowledge evolves so fast, when Jay Inslee and Dow Constein and Joe Biden say that we're mandating the vaccine so you don't give it to others, and now Bill Gates dares say, because you can't cancel Bill Gates, and he says, nope, it will help you, your health, getting vaccinated, but it doesn't help stop transmissions. How has this not gotten more attention? This is huge breaking news. And every mandate should be immediately lifted. Vaccination's a personal decision. If you're healthy, one of the most healthy athletes in the world, like Kyrie Irving or Aaron Rodgers, and you're confident that you're not going to get sick even if you get COVID, then stop this nonsense. I mean, there are people who wanted Aaron Rodgers kicked out of the NFL because he could have infected his teammates. No, getting the vaccine does not stop you infecting others. Bill Gates now saying it. And Bill Gates is usually big news when he says stuff. This has gotten buried in the media. Because the media is completely, most in the media, I'm not, but most of the media are completely in the pockets of Big Pharma and the politicians, and let's keep the revenues going, hundreds of billions a year, and we'll have the mandate so we can protect other people. Nope. Bill Gates admits what we have been saying for a long time on this radio show. Do it for yourself. And I'm a big believer. The older you are, the higher risk you are, you should get vaccinated for yourself. But the mandates are ridiculous because it does not stop transmission and does not help other people. Every mandate should be lifted. But here in King County, for example, you have to show proof of your vaccine to get into restaurants now. And it turns out there are a bunch of rat fink tattletales who are reporting businesses if they're not checking for vaccine proof. Channel 7, our news partners, they had a story. 150 businesses have gotten complaints called in against them because they weren't checking your vaccine cards.
The county says 150 businesses have received complaints for not complying. Five of those businesses have received multiple complaints, including a gym, yoga studio, ice rink, casino, and a brewery. That pushed the county to reach out to them directly, saying, "We were able to provide education on the policy, such as where to post public signage, referral to in-language resources, and clarification on the legal requirement to comply. all of these businesses expressed an intention to cooperate and come into compliance.
Seriously, who's calling in complaints against businesses? These rats, these tattletales, for something that has no effect on public health, according to Bill Gates. The mandates are worthless. They're worthless. But one business said, well, yeah, people are confused, and that's why we don't check as regularly. It's ridiculous.
One of the businesses listed in the complaint says with so many ways to verify vaccination, customers get confused with what is and isn't accepted as valid proof.
I think that we're doing a pretty good job on, and we're being pretty safe, but there's definitely that fatigue.
It's all about human control. And it's all about trying to get the jab into your five-year-old. So Moderna, it's Pfizer, that's approved for children vax. Keep hundreds of billions of new revenue streams coming into Pfizer. But it's not to stop the transmission. One of the great vaccine advocates, Bill Gates, now admitting that. So we should just get rid of the mandates. It's so obvious to everybody. Then you have guys like actor Matthew McConaughey, who I've heard is still thinking about running for governor of Texas. But Matthew McConaughey, the pharmaceutical companies aren't happy with him because he says, hey, I'm not going to vaccinate my kids.
Right now, I'm not vaccinating mine. I'll tell you that.
You're not.
I'm not vaccinating mine. I want to get some more. I've been vaccinated. We go slow on vaccinations anyway, even before COVID. We've been doing just a heavy amount of testing, winning everywhere we can. We even take the ones that take the ones with us out of the box where we can do them in our house, everywhere we can with anybody we come in contact with, try to do things outdoors. I'm in a position, though, where I can do that. And I understand that not everyone can do that.
Right.
I couldn't mandate having to vaccinate the younger kids. I still want to find out more information. I'm vaccinated. Wife's vaccinated. Didn't do it because someone told me I had to. Chose to do it.
So then, of course, the biased media, they start printing all these headlines that Matthew McConaughey is anti-vax, which is some people have wrongly said about me. When I've said from the very beginning, I'm vaccinated, I believe in the vax for people who want it. But the mandates I'm against. Matthew McConaughey, he had to come out and say, no, I told you, I'm vaccinated, my wife's vaccinated. I'm not anti-vax. But everything's getting spun by this weird collusion cabal of politicians and pharmaceutical companies so that they can make more money. And for example, Moderna has just announced that it is testing its COVID-19 vaccine on infants as young as 6 months old. Now, I told you about this several weeks ago. Children's Hospital was asking for volunteers, parents, to bring in their 6-month-old babies so that they could get, some were going to get the vaccine and some were going to get a placebo. And what parent... And if you're one of the parents who brought your kid in, you're 6-month-old, you and I are going to disagree on this pretty sharply, and I'm sorry. Because I don't like criticizing other people's parenting. But this is one where I just think it's crazy that for a medical experiment, which is what it is, if you're giving some of the babies a placebo and some of the vaccine, you have no idea what the need is of a vaccine on a 6-month-old. I do. It's absolutely 100% unnecessary. But some parents actually have brought in their infants to be part of a medical experiment because the pharmaceutical companies, they've already got the revenue stream of the 12 to 17-year-olds. And that's, we need more money. So then they got the revenue stream of the 5 to 11-year-olds. More money. Now we're trying to get 6-month up to 4-year-olds the vaccine. And mandates do not work, according to Bill Gates. It's nice
to be, eventually I'm always vindicated. Things that people are so furious about. How can you be against a mandate? Do you want to kill other people? Almost 100% of the time, the Dory Monson Show is vindicated and proven right. Which is why we're the most listened to local news talk show in the United States of America. Yeah, let's see what else we got here. Oh, how about this? Okay, one more in the Fest 15. Carson Wentz, NFL quarterback. He has, his wife is pregnant. And he says, this is not politically correct, but I absolutely agree with Carson Wentz on his decision making as well. Carson Wentz says that if his wife gives birth on a game day, he's going to miss his child's birth. He says that, you know, he's gotten, he makes a lot of money being a quarterback in the NFL, has a lot of teammates who rely on him, and his baby number two is expected this week.
If I talked to Coach early this week, you know, I could get a call at any point here. We're excited. We're excited as a family. You know, if it comes down to a game, I told my wife I'm playing, and then I'll see you at the hospital afterwards. And she knew that. She knew that. She's been great. But Coach has been understanding with meetings and everything. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. You know, confident God will time it up the way it's supposed to work out. But we're pretty excited as a family.
Is there anything wrong with it? I don't think there is. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, as Dave Wyman says all the time, he said he has no idea if his dad was in the room when he was born. He says, I have lots of memories of my dad after age 3 or 4, but kids don't care who's in the room when they're born. They just don't care. So I think saying, yeah, I'm going to prioritize my team, my job, my commitment. I'm going to prioritize that, and I'll see the baby 3 hours later if the kid's born at kickoff. Is there anything wrong with that? Because I don't think there is. He's getting hammered for that. I think it's absolutely fine what he said and what he's going to do. Text me. Let me know your thoughts on this or anything else we've been talking about. 888-973-CHIRO. That is our text line. That's 888-973-5476. And that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast. Dory's Fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Well, coming up next, we'll talk to a young woman. She is a rare conservative for her age, because especially if you go to school, man, if you are conservative and in school, the hatred will rain down on you. How does a 13-year-old withstand that barrage? We're going to talk to her next here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, believe me, I know that if you dare think in a way that the mob says is not correct, you can be really come after. They'll come after you hard in a lot of different ways. I'm always impressed when younger people have the guts to not just do what everybody says they should do and think. Kellyanna Brooking is a local girl. She's 13 years old. She is an ambassador for Turning Point USA, a conservative group led by Charlie Kirk, student movement for freedom, free markets, limited government. And Kellyanna joins me here on the Dory Monson Show. Hey, Kellyanna, it's great to talk with you.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, tell me a little bit about yourself, because as I said, especially in our schools now, kids can be pretty brutal on people who don't think the way that I call it the mob, the way the mob mandates. Do you run into that, being somebody who tries to uphold some conservative principles?
Oh, absolutely. I get a lot of hate from my classmates at school. They do not like what I'm saying, and they don't even want to have a discussion to hear what my views actually are. They just hear that I'm a Republican or a Trump supporter, so I automatically get lumped into this group of being racist or homophobic. And usually online, I get hate from all of these random kids that don't even go to my school, and even some adults hate on me.
Well, what are some of your foundational bedrock principles? I mean, what are the things you believe in that have led you to kind of this worldview?
Yes, sir. So I'm a conservative, so obviously I have conservative values. I like conserving traditional values like family values and my love for God and my country, supporting our police and our military.
That doesn't seem that controversial to me.
It shouldn't be.
Right. I agree with you on all of those things, but believe me, I get more than my share of hate directed at me, too, just for
very
saying
sad.
The things. It is sad. So does it ever shake you when the haters come after you? Does it ever make you waver in your faith, your principles, your beliefs?
No. It doesn't make me want to change my mind at all. It never used to either. I definitely used to get more upset about it because I am 13 years old. So obviously when I get all of these hate messages and comments at school, it's going to bother me a little bit, but I've learned to not let it get to me.
Yeah. Well, and believe me, I know this. The people who send you hate, they aren't saying a thing about you. They're telling us a lot about themselves, but it doesn't define you in any way. So how did you come to these principles and these beliefs? So what as you were growing up or continue to grow up, what is it that led you to have this view of the world?
Yes. So I was never really a political person, obviously, because I've only been alive for 13 years. But two summers ago in Seattle, Top Chaz, talking about defunding the police, and police were getting treated horribly. And growing up, even though I was never political, I've always been taught to respect those who help make our lives safer and serve for our country, such as like firefighters, military, police officers. So it was not even a political thing for me. It was just crazy that anybody would want to hurt the police or defund them. And I came to more of it on a political understanding when I read Tommy Lahren's book, Never Play Dead. It was just really eye-opening, and it really helped me realize that mainstream media is a horrible way to get your politics, because this was during the time when everybody was posting the black tile, the black square to stop racism, and it was just really a good way to, like, not follow the mob, as you said.
Yeah, and having those core beliefs, that doesn't make any of us a racist or a homophobe or a transphobe or any of those things. And that's just what the mob does to try to quiet people who aren't strong enough to withstand them coming after us. You're also an ambassador for Turning Point USA, and you and I were talking off the air. That's Charlie Kirk's organization. My wife and I went and heard Charlie at a church in Edmonds a few months ago, and it turns out you were at that same event, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What is it about Turning Point USA that you'd want everyone to know? Because I do think that it's so important to have young people such as yourself and then up into high school and college to dare think for themselves. So tell me about this organization you're an ambassador for.
Yes, sir. So what I love about Turning Point is that they really make it a sense of community. And you can invite somebody to the Turning Point events or one of the speeches at Charlie Kirk. You can invite somebody who doesn't even have the same political views as you. They can be a liberal or even just a moderate conservative, and you won't feel left out. I think Charlie is really good at including everybody and not just aiming it towards college students and people above that, because when I first got involved in politics and I went to events that weren't part of Turning Point, I always saw a bunch of older people, so I kind of had this weird stigma about politics that it was only for adults. But when I go to these events and I see people that are my own age and even younger, it's just really crazy and amazing that I get to be involved with all of these people who have the same views as me and are my age.
Yeah, and that has to, when you hear so much random hatred from people who don't even know you, it must be nice to be able to connect with people who share some of your values.
Yes, sir, it is.
And so where are you going with all this? What are your plans? You're only 13, but what do you have plans for college, or what do you want to do with all of this in life?
Yes, sir. So I am not sure where I want to go to college or what I want to major in yet, but I do have a interview segment on my Instagram called A Few Words. So I do love commentary, and I love interviewing people and being interviewed. So when I'm older, I would really love to be a political commentator.
Oh, look at you. Well, you're fantastic just in the conversation having here. Yeah, no, you're really great. At the school, I was looking at your Instagram page. Do you run up against the critical race theory stuff in your school now?
Yes, sir. Critical race theory, I absolutely hate it. It shouldn't even be a thought process that people are having. It should not be at our school. And the school board leaders lied to us and said we wouldn't have CRT Instead, they call it CRF, critical race facts, as if we wouldn't realize what's actually underneath that is the same exact thing as critical race theory.
Why do you hate it?
I think that it just creates more division. I don't think that any child will look at somebody and think, oh, they're this skin color or this sexuality, so I'm not going to hang out with them. Kids do not think that way. And I think that the school board leaders and the teachers are putting that hatred into us and that racism instead of us just figuring out how to make friends on our own.
Yeah, you know, I talk about that all the time on my show, that for 30 years, in every poll, people said that race relations were getting better and better and better in America. And then all of a sudden, this started a couple of years ago, and we have schools that are teaching kids that they're either oppressed or oppressors, that they should either feel like victims or they should feel guilty, all based on skin color. And now the last couple of years, for the first time in maybe my lifetime, for the first time, people say race relations are getting worse. So we have this movement that is doing the exact opposite of what they claim it's doing.
Yes, sir. I think it's absolutely horrible. And the school is not going to teach us things that actually benefit us for our future lives or education. They are just going to teach us easy stuff about race and sexuality instead of us actually benefiting and learning, because they don't want us to get smarter. Because once we do have a better education, then we will realize that critical race theory is horrible for us.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, Kellyanna, you're a great spokesperson for your worldview, and it's really nice talking with you. Maybe we can do it again sometime. I'd love to get you back on one of these days.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you as well. All right, thank you. That's 13-year-old Kellyanna Brooking, an ambassador for Turning Point USA, a conservative group that really tries to bring kids her age and then high school and college into the fold, so they don't have to think like the mob dictates. Love to know what you think about what you just heard. You can text me at 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. And we have lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show. Appreciate all the feedback I'm getting. I'll share some of your feedback from the text line, 888-973-CHIRO. Also, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, the Dory Monson Show has a hugely, bigly stepped-up presence at MyNorthwest.com. We are now turning around most of our show content. So if you miss anything, go check out MyNorthwest.com, the Dory Monson Show page, where we have really amped up our coverage there as well. And we got some other cool stuff planned in the weeks and months to come across different platforms, so we can just connect with you. I mean, you've been truly the greatest audience in the United States. There's just no denying that. And we're just figuring out all kinds of different ways that we're going to connect with you along with the radio show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I read a story today, because there have been a lot of people who have wanted to, you know, I was talking with Kellyanna in that last segment. That's a gutsy 13-year-old who's willing to go against the mob and the groupthink. There have been a lot of people, because I go against the mob and the groupthink, who have tried to cancel me over the years. And, you know, mainly because of you and my fantastic sponsors and the fact that you patronize my fantastic sponsors, I've withstood the... And believe me, it's pretty much a daily assault trying to get me canceled. That's not an exaggeration. And some are very well organized as well. But I work for a great company that supports me. You know, most recently, and I'm not going to talk much about this. It was big, big, huge news in the paper a couple of weeks ago. But a government agency tried to or did cancel me. And the First Amendment is specifically about that. When you talk about free speech, I don't have free speech with Bonneville. They can regulate what I say, although they have been amazingly hands-off with all of our hosts. They let us, you know, they trust us. They trust us to not cross lines. And you can go out on a street corner and shout whatever you want. That's your First Amendment right. Your employer, a private company, can. Government is much more limited. And government, in a couple cases, you know, the Attorney General, Bob Ferguson, he used his fundraising email list to try to get people to call the radio station to have me fired. The Attorney General of the state of Washington did that. Another government agency a couple of weeks ago. And that's going to, you're going to hear a lot more about that someday when I'm free to talk about it. But right now it's going in a direction where I don't want to talk about it on air yet. But I was reading a story about the uncancelables. And it seems like people are starting to finally fight back against this cancel culture outrage. Dave Chappelle has the most viewed Netflix special in history. And I watched his latest one. It wasn't so much funny as it was just a guy up talking truth. And a lot of things he said were just saying, you know, he said to the transgender community, stop punching down on black people. And, oh, that created outrage. And there were employees at Netflix who said that you got to take that off or we're going to walk off the job. And Netflix said, no, our viewers watch this and the free market has decided it's cool. And it's died down now because that's what happens when cancel culture rears its ugly head. People panic in corporate America, not realizing that in 3 days, the cancel culture crowd is going to move on to something else. But, you know, oh, Twitter's all aflame, so we'll fire him. Well, no. They're learning more and more that by being reactionary, they're hurting themselves. And so another one, Tucker Carlson, under constant assault. But, you know, he battles The Five, another Fox News show, for the most viewed cable news show in the country, in the world. And so their daily efforts to try to cancel him, most recently over a special that he produced. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers quarterback. He didn't get vaccinated. He put his teammates at risk. Well, as I played for you earlier this hour, Bill Gates has confirmed that getting the vaccine does not reduce your ability to transmit COVID. It's all been a lie. But there were people going to State Farm Insurance because Aaron Rodgers endorses State Farm. And State Farm Insurance said, you know what? We're going to stand by this guy. We're not going to cave into the mob. And I respect that greatly because they've understood. It's already passed. The cancel Aaron Rodgers thing, it burned white hot for about 48 hours. And then it went bye-bye, like these things always do. And so what we're starting to see now is people whose heads are just screwed on straight have started to say, no, we're not going to be reactionary like the mob wants us to be. And I want to thank you because, like I said, we're under constant assault here. But you patronize my fantastic sponsors. You listen in fantastic numbers, and I appreciate that very much. We'll keep trying to stand up against the mob here. We're going to check the news for you. And then the big lead at 2 is coming up next on the Dory Monson Show.